Hello, welcome to Locked on Sharks, the premier hockey podcast of your favorite team in the Bay Area. On today's episode, we get Kraken. We're going to preview the Sharks Kraken game, look at how this is probably going to be a defensive struggle between both of these teams and what the Sharks need to do to try to win this game. So all that and more on today's episode of Locked on Sharks.
Your Locked on Sharks, your daily podcast on the San Jose Sharks. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I'm your host, J.D. Young, contributor at Fear the Fin, San Jose Hockey Now. I want to thank you for making Locked on Sharks your first listen. We're free and available wherever you get podcasts. And of course, you can watch this on YouTube as well. And Sharks, small road trip as they head up to Seattle to play the Kraken for the first time this year. So we're going to kind of dive into some news around the Sharks, of course, with James Reimer and Nico Sturm both being out. And then preview this game and kind of a roadmap for the Sharks to try to win this game against what's been a very balanced and very, very good Kraken team this year. So let's go ahead and start by discussing, of course, the news right now with Aaron Dell being called up from the Barracuda to the Sharks, which left a lot of Sharks fans, including myself included, wondering what happened. Is that mean James Reimer is getting traded, or, you know, what was potentially there? You don't just call a third goalie up onto your team just to have one floating around unless you're, going out of the country or across the pond type of situation, right? You don't just usually run with three goalies. So Reimer, of course, dealing with a bit of an injury, expected to kind of miss this. He's not traveling to Seattle. Maybe he'll be back for Friday. He was practicing yesterday or on Monday wearing his reverse retro stuff. Of course, Sharks play where the reverse retro is on Friday. So maybe, or he could also just be breaking in his gear. So doesn't seem too serious, but you want to bring Dell along because, one, you need a backup goalie if Reimer's not there. And two, again, you don't want to try to put, if something happens to Kako Kakinen, then you have to put Reimer in there and Reimer's not fully healthy. Then you could, a small injury could become a big injury. So Kako Kakinen will get the net on Wednesday. And I think that's good for him. I talked about it yesterday. How well he played in the Sens game, and hopefully he can kind of build on this. And there's a good case I'll get into later on why this might be a good opportunity for Kako Kakinen and kind of continues to build, string together a couple games. So Nico Sturm is also out. Was a late scratch on Monday's game against the Sens after practicing, was at morning skate. Seemed like he's doing okay, but I assume, I'm not a doctor here, but I assume it probably had to do with the head injury that he sustained on Saturday's game against the Rangers. We've all seen the clip of his head getting smacked into the boards at some point. So, I think it's a concussion. They're, of course, not going to come out and say it's a concussion, but that would be my guess, is he probably started feeling concussion-like symptoms a couple of days after, which is very normal for guys who suffer concussion, where sometimes you don't feel it right away. It's not till a day or two later that you do. And, so I hope, keep him out, let him get healthy right now. So it looks like it's probably going to be, I would assume, probably pretty much the same lines for the Sharks heading into it. Radim Šimek is also eligible to come back. So we'll see what they do with Nick Čičak and Radim Šimek. Both are going to be going onto the trip. So again, kind of have to play that by ear. But just a reminder of the Sharks lines that they had on Monday's game. So it was, of course, the top six are the same, right? Meyer, Hurdle, LeBanc, Nieto, Couture, Barabanov. And then you had Gregor, Nick Bonino, and Luke Cunning. And then it was Steven, Lawrence, Jonah Gadovich, and then Oscar Lindblom there as well. So we'll see how that, if that continues, or if Evgeny Svechnikov draws back in. But the Sharks won 5-1. I assume they're probably going to keep the lines pretty similar as best they can right now. So defensive pairings, Megna, Carlson, Vlasic, Benning, Čičak, Ferraro, or Šimek, Ferraro would be my guess. It'd be surprising if any of the other defensemen get pulled out, but we shall see. And then again, Kaapo Kähkönen and Dell will be the backup right now. So this is a good opportunity for Dell to, or for, not for Dell, for Kaapo Kähkönen to kind of rebuild some confidence in himself and I think in the organization as well. With the Dell, of course, going up, that squashed the Aaron Dell interview. So, yeah, he was traveling when we were scheduled to traveling to Seattle. We were scheduled to have the interview. So we will already be working to try to get that one back on the books at some point. So the Aaron Dell interview will come unless like Reimer gets traded and Dell never goes back down to the Barracuda. But yeah, I apologize. I was looking forward to having Aaron Dell on. We'll have Aaron Dell on some point on the podcast here soon. So when Reimer gets healthy and Aaron Dell is able to, you know, slide back to the Barracuda, we'll get Aaron Dell as soon as we can. So as for the Kraken, so this team has really kind this year, I think, has been kind of one of the pleasant surprises in the NHL right now. You know, standing wise, they are third in the standings in the Pacific, behind, so they're 1 point behind the Kings. They have a record of 10-5-3 out of 18 games, so they still have games in hand compared to a lot of the other Pacific. While the Sharks have played 21 games, the Kraken have only played 18. And goal differential +9. They're them and Vegas, the only two teams with a positive goal differential in the Pacific, which is kind of funny, actually. But, you know, and they've been playing really well recently, 7-2-1 in their last 10 games. And a lot of it we'll get into a little bit more, but it's the play of what Martin Jones has been doing. But here's how they lined up last game. Jaden Schwartz, Alexander Weinberg, Andrei Burakovsky, Jared McCain, Matty Beniers, who I love very much. Probably going to win the Calder this year, the way he's playing. Jordan Eberle, Brandon Tanev, Yanni Gord, Oliver Bjorkstrand, Ryan Donato, Donut, Morgan Geeky, and Daniel Sprong. On defense, Adam Larson, Vince Dunn, Carson Soucy, Justin Schultz, Cale Fleury, and William Borgen. And then in net, never tardy to the party, Marty Jones. And then Philip Grubauer is kind of playing the backup role here. Chris Driedger towards ACL in the summer, so he is on the shelf. Jonas Donskoy on IR, hasn't played a game yet this year. And Jamie Olasky, he is also out right now with an injury as well. So fairly healthy for both teams. I know the Sharks have a little bit of injuries here and with the Kraken, they have a couple guys, but none of the guys have really kind of, there's only really one guy who's kind of played games for them this year. And the other guys are kind of longer term injuries right now. So before we get into the actual matchup, talk about kind of where the Sharks, you know, their roadmap to success in this game if they want to kind of beat the Kraken. Let's take a quick break. Let's talk to you guys about our friends over at Athletic Greens. Today's episode is sponsored by Athletic Greens. So if you guys want to take better control of your health, Athletic Greens is the place to go. It's very simple. First thing in the morning, what you do, you get a glass of water, one scoop of their AG1. You stir it, you drink it, and you're going to have much better gut health, more energy, and optimized immune system. And you don't have to worry about taking a bunch of pills. That's the great part about the Athletic Greens program. You get 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics to start your day right. Drink it before you even have your coffee, and you will be good to go. Great thing about it, though, is the price. It's less than $3 a day. It's investing in your health. It's cheaper than going to the Starbucks or Dutch Brothers or wherever you enjoy your coffee from. And it's all in one nutritional insurance. You don't have to like go to the store and try to spend hundreds of dollars to try to buy all these vitamins and stuff. They got it all for you in one simple powder. It has over 7,000 five-star reviews recommended by professional athletes. They got you covered. So new year, new use coming up. If you want to kind of get a head start on that right now, go to athleticgreens.com/NHL network to take ownership of your health. And you get a year's supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Again, athleticgreens.com/NHL network and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. All right, so let's get into this actual game here. So I have a new, I forgot to turn the banner off there. So I'm getting used to, I got a new streaming, they hooked me up with a new streaming service here. So getting used to the new buttons and layouts here. I would normally would be on the other side, but this is how it is now. So Sharks versus Kraken. Kraken, I think kind of the surprising thing when I was doing my research for them is their defense. And I talked to Erica going into the season, you know, about kind of the offense versus defense. And she talked how much she loves defense and she has a defensive team here. So we'll start on we'll start with the defense for the Kraken. And what they do so well is they limit and they smother their opponents, right? They are one of the best teams at limiting actual shots on goal. I think they're fourth in the league right now and actually limiting shots on goal. And so that way you have to take every opportunity that you can. When you do get a shot, it needs to be a quality shot. But that's what the Kraken do so well right now is keeping teams from kind of just teeing off on their goalie. And Martin Jones, the way he's been playing this year, they've done a good job of kind of insulating him and making sure that he only has to really kind of stop the pucks that need to be stopped, right? You're not just letting people take a bunch of shots on him. I think that's going to be the big challenge for the Sharks, right? Is they haven't really played a defensively structured team as good as the Kraken are this year. So Sharks offense has been coming to life. You know, we saw them score 5 goals last game against the Sens, but you know, against the Rangers, they were able to kind of, they got one goal and that was in the last 15 seconds of the game, you know? So this is going to be kind of a big opportunity, a big test for the Sharks offense. If they can continue to kind of round their offense into form, especially against a Kraken team that is, again, they 5-on-5 goals against, their 5th best in the league, 5-on-5 goals against, 7th best in the league, 5-on-5 Corsi, 8th best in the league. So they're not letting you kind of get your offense going here. So that's going to be a huge test for the Sharks is can they make the most of the few opportunities that they're going to get in this game? So offensively, the Kraken, they're much better team than what we saw last year. Last year, they averaged 2.6 goals per game. This year, they're up to 3.22. I know we're a quarter of the season, you know, basically a quarter of the season in for them. And they don't generate a lot of high quality, like a lot of high danger chances, right? That is, they're pretty far down on the, when it actually comes to the raw high danger chances. They're at 23rd in the league when it comes to high danger chances. But what they do well is, again, they make the most of their opportunities. They're 5th in high danger goal percentage. So 23rd in actual chances. But when they get that chance, they make the most of it and they take advantage. So that's going to be the kind of the big thing for the Sharks is trying to generate these high danger chances. And the Kraken, who don't take a lot of high danger chances, but when they do, they usually go in. So it feels like it's going to be a very low event hockey game of a potential like 1-2 type of score, just because neither one of these teams generates a lot of the Sharks actually do a solid job of generating a lot of high danger chances, but they're bad at finishing, while the Kraken are kind of the opposite, right? Where they generate not that many, but they take a big advantage of them. So again, defense, goaltending. So the one defensive metric the Sharks do have a huge advantage on is the PK, right? Sharks are first in the NHL with their power, with their penalty kill. It's elite. It's the best in the league. 93%. They've allowed two power play goals this month. They haven't allowed a power play goal since the Blues game. It's been that long. Like, that was a road trip, you know, that was a while ago. That was a road trip and a homestand ago, basically. So Sharks PK is absolutely on fire right now. The Kraken's power play is better than it was last year. Last year, they were running at a 14.5%. They're up to, I think, about 20 or 22% right now. So seeing improvement from the Kraken's power play, but I think the Sharks will have the advantage there of being able to kind of smother the Kraken's power play. And then while the Sharks power play, the numbers aren't as good, we know that the Sharks power play in the last 10 plus games is running at a much better pace than it was in the first 10 games, right? David Quinn's kind of fixed that. He's found the right guys and he's found the balance of let my top unit just kind of cook for 90 seconds, right? They're going to get the majority of the time on the power play. So the Kraken's PK is as good as they are defensively. The Kraken's PK is not very good. It's 75%, which is 25th in the league. So again, this is going to be another special teams battle for the Sharks. If they want to win this game, you're going to have to take advantage of the power. I've said it before, and I'll continue to say it with this team. If you can play even at 5-on-5, and then you can take advantage of the special teams, that's the Sharks' formula of success. And it's been working half decently for them this year. So, and then play driving, like I kind of said before, again, the Kraken, they don't take as many shots as you would expect. They're 14th when it comes to the Corsi 4 percentage, but when it's like the raw numbers, they just don't generate a lot of shots, while the Sharks are working their way up, we'll say. So for the Kraken, it's more about the quality over quantity kind of factor for them. So again, they're not going to kind of pepper you with shots like you see from other teams, you know, like the Panthers or the Carolina Hurricanes, like those teams where they're just like shoot. They're kind of going to be more patient and they're going to go for those high quality chances. And those high quality chances, when they get them, they're very good at converting them this year. So yeah, that's kind of where both these teams are kind of sitting right now, you know, this early into this season of kind of how they like to play hockey. So, you know, before we continue and get into kind of the big goalie matchup between Kaapo Kähkönen and our old friend Martin Jones, and then kind of give the roadmap for the Sharks to win, and then prediction for tonight's game, we'll let you guys know, of course, about the Locked On Sports Today. Thank you guys for making Locked On Sharks your first listen. For your second listen today, go check out the Locked On Sports Today podcast. From the games that matter the most to the biggest stories in sports, go beyond the scoreboard and behind the scenes with local experts and insights only Locked On can provide. Locked On Sports Today, available on this app, YouTube, and wherever you get podcasts. All right, so Martin Jones versus Kaapo Kähkönen is kind of the thing I'm most excited to watch tonight, to be honest. Martin Jones has been absolutely outstanding for the Kraken this year. He was signed to be the backup behind Grubauer and has taken the job from him. And goals saved above expected right now, Martin Jones is eighth best in the NHL at 7.8 goals saved above expected. And he's played 15 games already this year, so he has gotten the lion's share of kind of the games played for the Kraken this year. And you know, if you like the more traditional numbers, he's had pretty good numbers with those as well too. So he's a 913 save percentage and a 2.30 goals against average. So harnessing the new dad powers, and it has really kind of found a home with the Kraken and found a style that works in front of him. And again, I think that's because of how structured they are defensively, where he's again not having to face as many shots as he did in San Jose, if we're going to be honest. But again, he's also just playing better, right? And I think maybe it's a confidence thing, you know, leaving San Jose and kind of refinding himself. And he's been playing really well. For example, you know, the 7.8 goals saved above expected. His last year with the Sharks, it was a negative 18.9 goals saved above expected. So he let in almost 19 goals more than he in 34 games. That's almost like a half a goal a game right there. It's more than half a goal a game, right, that he let in compared to what he should have. So, he's found a nice home there. And he, like I said, he's taken the job from Philip Grubauer, who the Kraken gave a nice long contract for and a big chunk of change to be their starting goaltender for the future, or for now and into the future. And, you know, Martin Jones has kind of took the job from him. So good for Martin Jones. I'm happy that he's doing well. You know, I know the Sharks and him, they needed that divorce. Fans were tired of, I don't think he was never going to be this goaltender again in San Jose. I think it was both, you know, everybody needed a fresh start. I needed to not watch Martin Jones on a night in, night out basis. And Martin Jones needed to go find his way, and he's found his way. So, you know, and then for Kaapo Kähkönen, like I said earlier, you know, this is a big opportunity, especially with Reimer kind of dealing with some injury, kind of, again, building confidence, not only for himself, but building confidence within the organization. And the high, I've talked about with his high danger saves, right? Going into Monday's game, he had a 5.56 high danger save. Monday's game against the Sens, he was 8 for 8 with a high danger save. So big opportunity, big test here, right? The Kraken, they don't generate a lot of high danger chances, but the ones they do are really, really good quality. So if Kaapo Kähkönen can kind of stand tall and make those big saves when the Sharks need it the most, the Sharks are probably going to have put themselves in a position to win this game. If Kaapo Kähkönen can't, and you know the Kraken, they get a couple of those high danger chances and they slip by them, the Sharks are probably going to lose. That's probably as simple as it's going to be, is which netminder can kind of make the big save when they need to, because I don't expect this game to have a lot of goals in this game. And whatever the under is, I would probably bet the under, just because I think with combination of the Kraken smothering defense and then their kind of lack of consistent offense, we'll say, they don't generate a lot of offense, but when they do generate it, they usually take advantage. So I think Erik Karlsson is going to need to have a big night to try to kind of put some pressure on that, on the Kraken defense, right? If he can start the transition and kind of cause some chaos, and that allows, you know, your Timo Meyers, your Logan Couture, your Tomas Hertls, those guys, you know, if they can break the structure within the Kraken's offense, within the Kraken's defense, that's where the Sharks are going to have some success, right? Is if Erik Karlsson can kind of cause that chaos by, again, not just being, you know, bringing it down, bringing it to within the blue line, bringing it down to the goal line and making the Kraken defenders have to kind of defend guys that they're not normally used to defending, right? You know, if the defensemen are used to having to try to defend another defenseman, and that puts a forward on a forward, you like the forward's chances there, defend, you know, on the offense, right? If Timo Meyer has a forward on him instead of a defenseman, you kind of like those chances. So try to create those mismatches by Erik Karlsson making the Kraken have to kind of work and think on the fly. And that's where you can create some mismatches. So, and then it has to be the special team. The Sharks, they're going to do anything, is they're going to have to rely on their special teams. And they've been doing that the last couple of weeks, right? Their power play is looking much better. They've been more potent, and they've been scoring goals. So take advantage of that very weak Kraken penalty kill. Do your job on the power, on your own penalty kill, hang in there on 5-on-5. And that's your recipe for success. So all said and done, I think the way it works tonight, I think Karlsson gets a goal, Karlsson gets an assist, And then the Sharks still lose 3-2. Just for some reason, the Kraken kind of have the Sharks number, and how well and how structured they play defensively, I think it's going to kind of frustrate the Sharks forwards, especially those. Like, I think the hurdle line is going to do its thing, right? That's what they've been doing all year. But you could see, you know, the Couture line, if, you know, Nico Sturm's out, the Bonino line has not, and Nick Bonino's, whatever line he's been playing on this year, has not been kind of producing, you know, in the Lorenz line. I think those lines are going to get frustrated. So, and not be able to kind of generate enough offense, and is just going to kind of come down to, as it has for much of the season, can Tomas Hertl, Timo Meier, and Erik Karlsson generate stuff enough on 5-on-5 to make up for the rest of the lack of offense coming from the other three lines. So I think the Kraken win 3-2. I think it's going to be a very close, hard-fought game where you're going to have a lot of – everything is going to feel very earned, right? I don't think you're going to have any soft goals tonight. It's going to be – everything's going to be earned from both teams. So I think it's going to set up for a really good game, really interesting game. If the Sharks win this, I think it's going to kind of, again – building more momentum. So you beat some good teams on the road trip, rough start to the homestand, but, you know, beating a bad Sens team, and then if you can beat the Kraken, puts you in a good position heading into a big Friday game against the Kings. So that's going to be it for me tonight. Be back tomorrow. I know tomorrow is Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody in America who celebrates it. Please be safe. Enjoy all the football, you know, enjoy the family, friends, all that stuff. I will have an episode out for you guys that day. So if you want 20, 30 minutes to yourself, and you don't want to, if you're cooking, or you don't want to deal with the family, you need to put the AirPods in and have some time to yourself, I'll be there for you. If not, you want to save it for Friday or whatever, you're out shopping, I'll be there for you too, because I'm also going to have, I get you guys ready for the Kings game as well on Friday. So still going to have your 5 episodes, going to take care of you guys. So if you guys, again, you need that little break from the family, you need 20, 30 minutes to yourself, Locked On Sharks, I'm there for you. So you can listen wherever you get podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Odyssey, you name it, Amazon Music, you name it, you can listen to it. YouTube, you can watch on YouTube as well. You can see my baby Grogu shirt. You can see my Joe Thornton jersey in the background. My ever-changing Legos, yes. Part of my kitchen. Yeah. Follow me on Twitter at MyFryHole. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Locked On Sharks. And we will be back tomorrow. Happy Thanksgiving to those who celebrate. Until then, bye, friends.